Rebecca opened her eyes. Then she felt the burning pain in her left side. It felt like she was 10 miles into a marathon after eating 4 packs of sugar babies. The bullet had ripped through her lower intestine, tunneling its way upward through her esophagus and exiting just above her ribcage at the joint of her right arm. She squeezed her dark brown eyes shut and struggled to stay conscious. In her fading moments, she realized that the bullet that had torn her apart from the inside out had not come from Chase's gun. Chase stared at his trigger finger, knowing he hadn't fired. Disoriented, he looked to his right and saw a figure emerging from the closet. There she stood, smoking gun in hand, her wild hair looking like Don King after a steam bath. Back called out from bed in shock, "Jennifer!" The woman pointed the gun again, this time directly at Bat. As she deliberately lined up his head in the small side of the .40-caliber Ruger, Chase spun his arm toward her and fired wildly. It was a perfect hit, center of the forehead. The woman slumped to the floor, a small trickle of blood meandering slowly down her face and onto her I'm with stupid t-shirt. Chase let the gun drop from his hand onto the floor. Bat began to ramble incessantly. "She must have followed me here and snuck into the house. Her name is Jennifer. She's my ex-girlfriend. After we broke up, she slept with every guy in town and then decided to have a sex change. She was halfway through it when she met a wrestling promoter and married him. That was 3 months ago. She was fired from her job and spent her days calling radio stations to complain about the DJs. There was one DJ she was obsessed with. She'd call me every day to talk about him. She's sick, Chase. She's been calling me every day, telling me she can't live without me, that her marriage is a sham." Bat stared at the woman sprawled out on the floor. She was hideous. She was so ugly that getting shot was like a makeover. Her pot belly bulged from under her shirt, like a monkey in a burlap bag trying to get out. Her hair had been bleached beyond recognition. She wore more eyeshadow than Mimi on the Drew Carey show. And her teeth, fully exposed thanks to a frozen smile on her dead face, revealed she hadn't seen the inside of a dentist's office since Moonlighting was a hit show. "Chase," Bat said, "I'm so sorry." But Chase couldn't focus on what his brother was saying, like when your wife is talking to you and you're trying to pay attention, but you're watching Red Shoe Diaries on Showtime. His eyes were fixed on Rebecca and the crimson flow of blood on the sheet that covered her. He picked up the cellular phone on the floor, frantically dialed 911 and pressed send. After a moment, he said, "I'm Chase Manhattan. There's been a shooting at 734 Myra Drive. Hurry!" He pushed the end button and flung the phone at Bat, hitting him squarely in the head. "This is all your fault, you conniving son of a pig farmer!" Chase yelled with rage. He ran to Rebecca and dropped to his knees at her side. He was taken back by the damage the bullet had done. In her side was a hole slightly larger than the size of a quarter, more like a Mexican centavo, but shaped differently, like a large German pfennig with the shape of a Spanish peseta. Chase began to weep. "It's going to be okay, baby," he said. "Hang on for Chase."